I feel like we got some catching up to do. Stick around. Let's talk about it.
Houston, we have a problem.
Habemos Papam.
Podcasting from a parking lot in The Woodlands, Texas, it's The Catholic Hack with Joe McLean.
Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you.
1 Peter 3:15. Always be ready to give an explanation to anyone who asks you for a reason for your hope.
Take this, all of you, and drink from it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. It will be shed for you and for all, so that sins may be forgiven.
The Church of the Living God, the pillar and foundation of truth. 1 Timothy 3:15.
Do this in memory of me.
Welcome back to the Catholic Hack. I'm Joe McLean, and this is episode number 59. That's right, we're almost to 60, just in time for our one-year anniversary show coming up next week. Well, before we begin, let us say a prayer in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come before you and praise your holy name. We seek to do your glory in this world, Father, to serve you in this life with all the gifts and the aptitudes that you have given us. We thank you for the blessings in our life, our friends, our family, all the graces that you bestow on us, especially the ones we don't recognize and the ones we take for granted. Oh, Heavenly Father, I want to offer up a special prayer and intention on this podcast for all those Catholics who are scandalized by the faith, scandalized by the things they see going on around them. Oh, Heavenly Father, I pray for them. Shore up their faith. Send them a sign. I pray boldly and ask you to send them a sign to shore up their faith. For the church belongs to you, not to the sinful men who run it. It is yours. Let us put our trust in you, and let us obey you by being obedient to that church that you have founded on this planet. So I seek grace for all those who are shaken by the sinful natures of men. May God have mercy upon them, as well as I lift up all the priests, the deacons, the bishops, our beloved Pope. Strengthen these men to do your will on this earth, to share the gospel of Christ to all those who need it most. Protect them from the temptations of this world. Protect them and strengthen them. I seek this and your glory. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Well, today I think we're going to just get caught up on some of the feedback and some of the events that are coming down range here. So let's just get started by kicking off the feedback.
I count feedback in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Cue feedback.
Joe, this is Tom Abbott calling from Grand Blanc, Michigan. I'm just responding to your Catholic Hack podcast number 56, and you're talking about spiritual direction, and one of the callers asked if other people have spiritual directors, and I just wanted to say that I currently have not really a spiritual director per se, I guess. I've had spiritual directors in the past, priests, and they've all been very good, and I love to have somebody to take my prayer life to and get their feedback and maybe even get some direction on what I should do, and maybe even a little bit of accountability there. Now I say my latest one right now, I had one in Illinois who passed away, God bless his soul, He was at the Marmion Abbey in, Batavia, Illinois. Anyway, the one I have right now is just a good friend of mine that I've met through Catholic blogging, and we really just exchanged emails. And because we're kind of far apart, he wanted to shun the whole spiritual director thing because he felt that there was just too much distance, and I agreed with that. But so it's really more of a spiritual friendship where, you know, I'll send some feedback to him in emails, and we'll have an occasional phone call, and it's very helpful. It's very helpful indeed, especially if you pick out somebody you know who has a strong background in that. And there is a book out there by a Father Thomas Dubay called Seeking Spiritual Direction. And, boy, anything by Father Dubay is excellent. But that book gives you an idea of what to look for in a spiritual director and how to go about seeking spiritual direction. It's an excellent book. Another couple of books I'd recommend by Father Dubay as far as the prayer life is Prayer Primer. And then another book, which is excellent, called Fire Within. Okay, Joe, take enough of your time. God bless and keep up the good work on your show. Bye-bye.
Hey, thanks, Tom. I appreciate that feedback. Yeah, this was a topic I hoped to get back to sooner, but just haven't had the chance. It's a good topic. Many of you sent me emails to say how much you wish you had spiritual directors. I know how important that is and how rare it seems that is. I know myself, I just had a routine confessor, as I said before, a couple of podcasts ago, and that worked out quite well because I went to him all the time for confession. And I always do confession face-to-face. I rarely will confess behind a screen. For me, it's an act of humility. It's an act of penance to look him in the eye and confess those sins in humility and accept the penance that is appropriate for what I've done. But I found that it was a very, very good thing. You know, so if you can't find a spiritual director, I strongly encourage you to find a routine confessor, someone you go to all the time, and go to him all the time. You know, build him up in the faith. You know, that encourages him by knowing that you trust him enough to come to him to confess those sins. What a beautiful sacrament confession is, to go in there and hand over all your sins to Jesus and let him take them away from you. And he owns them now. You don't own them anymore. So, but you know, there's another thing you can do too. If you can't find yourself a spiritual director and you can't find yourself a routine confessor, you know, many religious orders do accept lay people in the religious order. You know, there are lay brothers and sisters in all kinds of orders. And I think if you maybe investigated some of those, you might find that you could find spiritual direction through that channel. I don't have a whole lot of information on that, but my hunch is that might be an avenue for some of you to investigate, because there's probably an order near you where you can, you know, go and if you feel the same sort of charism, the same spirituality as that order, and you go through that process, I think you'll find a great avenue there for spiritual direction, so you might want to check that out. But, you know, I picked up Father Philip Chavez as a spiritual director of sorts, you know, and it's such a blessing because he is focused on men's ministry. You can catch his website at fatherchavez.com, and you can see what I'm talking about. And so that's pretty unique, I would say. What a gift that is to have that opportunity that he and I can sit and talk, and I can be very frank about the issues that I struggle with, and he's got some pretty good and sharp advice to help me to get through those things. So that's a real blessing. And I did post a question or poll on the blog. 25% of those who responded, and there weren't too many who responded, but 25% of them did say that they did have a spiritual director. 37% said no, they don't, and 56% said that they would like to. So, you know, once again, I think if you can't find the spiritual director, and these days they seem to be few and far between, I think it's going to be important that you seek out that confessor or seek out those religious orders or do what Tom did, which is a great idea. Find somebody through the blogosphere, through the internet, who is who has some credentials in this field. It's very important that you don't just find anybody. You know, when you're trusting your spiritual life to somebody, you need to make sure that they know what they're doing, that they have the charism, you know, to do this well, to direct you well. You certainly wouldn't want to be misdirected in this regard, you know, especially when it comes to sharing some intimate details. You really want to make sure that you do your homework and get somebody solid here. So there's a few avenues I think that you can take, and I sense the frustration from everybody, especially some of the feedback that I got on the topic, that it was just too hard to find good people who are close by that you can go to, who are willing to take on new people to direct. And Tom had an excellent recommendation with Father Dubé's book, Seeking Spiritual Direction, which I have now put on my Catholic bookshop online at www.catholiccompany.com/Catholic Hack. You can log on there and you can pick up a copy of that book. Now, I have heard Father Dubé talk about this particular work he's put out here on EWTN Radio, and it sounds really, really good, something that I think you'll definitely find very useful. So stop by the website, www.catholiccompany.com/Catholic Hack, and think about picking up a copy of that. And if you do, let me know. Give me some feedback and let me know how helpful that was. I received a lot of feedback on the Steve Bowman interview. I was quite impressed with that. A lot of guys really, you know, picked up on that. There's two in particular that I thought I would share with you. Victor wrote me. He said, first, God bless your ministry. Praise be to him who is truly risen. He is truly risen. It is very apparent that the Holy Spirit is moving and working through you. Timing is everything. I am discerning what I feel is a call to organize a men's group with my parish. The parish had, in early 2000 timeframe, held several Christ Renews His Parish programs. This was a personal launching pad into my own reconversion. As I'm seeking either a format or a program, I came across That Manage You website. I have also taken the time to research the program on the website and also given them a call. I'm patiently waiting on the information they are sending to me. And then I checked out your podcast. I had listened to several when you had interviewed Kimberly Hahn, and then again you interviewed Steve Bowman. Oh my! So I downloaded the two interviews. I usually try to listen on my commute as I have a rather long drive. I just finished both comments related to the interviews. Outstanding. Amazing. How very close to home the interview comes. Keep up the great interviews and comments. I look forward to listening even more. It is so great that the Spirit has brought me to the place where I feel he is at work. Victor. Victor, thank you so much for that awesome piece of feedback. I know how you feel. You just get on fire and you really want to see something happen in your parish. And you just want to share this gem that, you know, with everybody else, because you want everybody to feel like this, you know. And it's kind of how I felt, you know. It reminds me of my own conversion, especially when I came to realize the beautiful depth of the Catholic Church. I felt like what Jesus says in the gospel, you know, that the man finds the kingdom like the man finding treasure in a field, and he sells everything he has and buys that field. You know, that's kind of how I felt too. And, you know, That Manage You is an excellent program. I think you're really going to enjoy it. It's packed full of really good catechesis. The first semester is tough, though, to get through, because he hits head on with that tougher material, the topics that tend to be debated quite a bit. You start off there, but it doesn't end there, of course. It goes on past that and smooths out a bit. But you know what? Those are important topics and ones I was passionate about that first semester through that program. I had to debate quite a bit in our group discussions on those matters, but I think that's necessary. We have to witness to the fellow Catholics of the beauty of our Catholic doctrine, and you'll see. I don't want to give it all away, so you'll see what I mean when you get there. But I will be praying for you, and I'm going to share your feedback with Steve. Steve's a local boy here in Houston, and I will pass that on to him when I see him. I think he will appreciate that. He does receive quite a bit of that from around the country now. And what a blessing this program is really starting to make. We also received an email from a guy named Bill, a listener named Bill. He just said, I just wanted to let you know that I've had your podcast in my iPod for about 6 months and just recently started listening to it. The really cool thing is that I find that many times the Holy Spirit is speaking to me through my iPod. I started a men's ministry in my parish last winter, and we have a core group of guys meeting every Tuesday morning at 6 a.m. I've been struggling if I should take on an organization like That Man Is You for our parish. Bam! What do you know? You have Steve on your podcast, and I felt like it was the Lord driving me, giving me a sign to get the ball rolling on this. So as you would say, the Lord has put it on my heart to get That Man Is You going at our church. Keep up the good work. I do like the new format of getting right to the meat of the podcast, although opening with a prayer rocks, then dive. I'll be praying for you, Bill. Hey, Bill, thanks. Appreciate that. That was another piece of really great feedback. Thank you so much for that. You see what I'm saying? That Man Is You really has a powerful impact on the guys. You know, we start at 5:30 in the morning on Tuesdays. So Bill, you're starting at 6. You know, so you're doing the same thing. And to get those guys to get up and to come every week, it's impactful. You know, That Man Is You, we have 100 guys show up every Tuesday morning. You know, it's to sit there and be catechized and then to discuss that material in group and start our day with prayer. It really does make a difference. Guys, I think we can change the world if we change our hearts. You know, we can put an end to abortion. We can put an end to this culture of death by standing up and becoming the man that God meant us to be. And That Man Is You is helping us to do just that. I got an email from a listener this week. His name is Scott, and Scott has a blog called Catholic Mindset, and you can find the blog at catholicmindset.com. I'll put a link on the show notes. You know, and I was really honored because he wrote this article, and it's called Is It Just Me? And he actually talked about the Catholic hack in his blog. I mean, Scott, don't you have better things to do with your time? But no, just kidding. It was really an honor. I was really, truly touched by this. He coined a new phrase. It's called LSS, or the light switch syndrome. And he struggles with this idea that, you know, we're trying to live out our faith, and yet we backslide all the time. Why is that? How can we prevent that? You know, he prays and he gets his mind and his heart right. And then before he knows it, without even thinking about it, he just realizes how much his heart has backslidden, and the light switch gets turned, and all of a sudden he's sitting in traffic getting just red and fuming over the people who are cutting him off and just frustrated. You know, I tell you, you were describing me the whole time. That is such a weakness of mine. I have to breathe deeply. I have to pray to myself to get through certain situations, you know, and just really struggle with being frustrated, you know. But I'm frustrated. Why? Is it because those are horrible people? No, I'm frustrated because I'm a selfish person and never get in my way, never hold me back, never block me, never, you know, step on me or don't do anything to me, just stay out of my way. That's the mentality. That's complete selfishness on my part. And that leads to my own frustration. But I totally related to this, the light switch syndrome. So I want you to check out this article. It's at catholicmindset.com and have a read of that. I think you'll really enjoy that. I also got another email from a listener named Carl. Carl lives up in Maryland, and he says, "Hello, Joe. I can't thank you enough for having this podcast. I'm trying to get as many people, women, men, adolescents, anybody who owns an MP3 player to subscribe to any of the many SQPN podcasts as possible, but as many men as possible to listen to you. I'm one of many broken men in a cracked society trying to glue myself back together with the love of Christ. And you and priests like Father Chavez are helping squeeze the glue gun. Were you at Father Chavez's retreat in Laurel, Maryland? I saw a man who resembled you there, praying for you, your wife, etc. God bless you. Stay humble, pray hard, and bear with the trials. Christ has your back. Peace to you, Carl." Thanks, Carl. I was there. You know, I really wish we could have met up. That would have been really fantastic. Yeah, I really enjoyed that day there in Laurel, Maryland. Father Chavez did a little retreat, a little sort of miniature conference just for the men's group of that parish. It was really great. He gave a couple of talks, and he said Mass. It was really wonderful. And then we had lunch afterwards. Really enjoyed that time. And I know exactly how you feel, Carl. I am one of those broken guys, too. I tell you, I spent over 20 years addicted to pornography. And every day I struggle with the damage, the psychological damage of those choices, the sin that I committed has a real effect. You know, you want to know why the world is decaying around you? Well, that's because of sin nature. I mean, that's the truth of it, you know. But you know what? There is hope. That hope is in Christ. Christ let me know that I was free from that. I didn't have to lust anymore. I wasn't obligated. That I put my hope in Christ, and He truly allowed me to understand that I was free from it. And so now, every time I'm tempted, every time I struggle through some sin that I'm tempted with, I pray through it. Just like if I'm sitting in traffic and I'm frustrated because the person in front of me is going 2 miles an hour in a 50 mile an hour zone. I pray through that. It's, you know, I'm just being sinful. I'm just being selfish. So I have to pray through that. I'll say Hail Mary. I'll ask Jesus for help. I'll pray to the Holy Spirit. You know, I'll just pray right through that. Same thing with all sexual temptation too. So I know what you're saying, Carl. I'm one of those cracked and broken men too. And I praise God for guys like Father Philip Chavez, who are dedicating their priestly ministry towards building up the men to stand up and become that man that we were meant to be. So thanks for that feedback. And maybe next time I'm up there, we can get together. It's been a while since I've read the iTunes reviews on the podcast, so I think I'll read a few of these right now. I'm not sure where I left off last time, but let's see. TI99er says, "The hack is where it's at. Joe missed his calling as a priest, but fortunately for us, he followed his calling to be a Catholic podcaster. His words are gripping and profound. Each and every podcast is filled with in-depth insight into the Word of God. Joe has the uncanny ability to break down the Word into small, digestible pieces. Each and every episode is filled with the Holy Spirit. Do yourself a favor and roll up your sleeves and dive deep by subscribing to this faith-filled podcast." Scott, thank you. I mean, I'm not sure you're accurate there, but hey, man, I really appreciate it anyway. It's really, really cool. Someday I hope to live up to that. Mike in Albany says, "Excellent podcast. I'm also a hack, convert to the Catholic faith, happily married, father of four wonderful daughters. This podcast really hits home with many topics that are of interest to me. If you subscribe, you will also enjoy." Thanks, Mike. Appreciate that feedback. That's excellent. I like to see the fellow hackers out there. You know, these us converts have to stick close together. We tend to be passionate about the faith. Redford says, "Informative and thought-provoking. I really enjoy this podcast. My wife and I are considering the Catholic faith and have been visiting a local priest on a weekly basis. This podcast has been a great help in understanding the Catholic faith. It is great to know where there are evangelical Catholics out there who are passionate about their personal relationship with God and who can articulate the reasons why they have chosen to embrace the Catholic Church's teachings. Sometimes I don't agree with everything that is said, but that is beside the point. This is an informative, interesting podcast that I recommend to anyone who would like to know more about the Catholicism." Well, thanks, Redford. I really appreciate that. I pray that you will continue on your journey towards the Catholic faith. I pray that you're finding the answers that you need to the questions that you might have. And I know, having gone through this process myself, how many questions there really are. So God bless you, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast and for taking the time to leave me a review. I truly do appreciate that. Malcito says, "Wonderful. Every time I listen, I'm amazed all over again. Joe has such wonderful insight, yet he is so humble and easy to relate to. Thank you." Well, thank you. I really, really appreciate that. I'm humbled by that. Divine Mercy Podcast. Greg Cuter says, "Joe is on fire with the Holy Spirit. And as though on the road to Emmaus, I can hear the voice of Jesus speaking through Joe. I feel blessed to have found such wonderful and enriching podcast to help me on my faith journey. Dear God, please bless Joe with continued inspiration by your Holy Spirit so he may produce many more instructional and inspirational podcasts. Amen." Greg, you left the wrong review. I hate to say this, but I'm not the iPadre. You need to leave this on the iPadre's review. This doesn't apply to me. I certainly don't. Jesus doesn't speak through me. I'm certainly not filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm filled with something. I'm not sure it's the Holy Spirit, but nah, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. You know, it's hard to read these. You know, you read these things and you go, man, I know I don't deserve any of that. I know I have not lived up to any of that. You know, and I want to be humble about it. But, you know, I feel like it's such a blessing to have folks leave a review that I want to share that so that everybody else can, you know, feel like that the way I do. It's not about me. It's about having the opportunity to share our faith and just be passionate about it. You know, just put it out there. Just be passionate about it. And that's why I read these things. But it's hard because you feel so vain when you read that, you know, and knowing that, Greg, I'm sorry, but you got it wrong, buddy. Anyway, no, I'm just kidding. Thank you so much, Greg. I really appreciate that. Greg Cuter from the Divine Mercy Podcast. I'll leave a link to Greg's podcast on the blog. Muffler says, life-changing podcast. I found this show a few weeks back and have been listening to it since. Joe has a passion for teaching his faith and a knack for doing it well. I love to listen to him discuss matters of Catholicism because he does it in a way that anyone can understand. This is my favorite Catholic podcast. Wow. Thank you. There's so many out there, so many really great Catholic podcasts out there. For you to make a statement like that, that is truly, truly a blessing. So thank you. Thank you all so much for your wonderful feedback. It really is humbling to read that. Really, truly humbling to read that. Well, I think that's going to do it for the feedback for tonight. Now, why don't we get into some news and views? Catholic Hack News and Views.
Where are you now?
I'm sitting in my office.
I doubt that.
Why would you doubt that?
If you were in your office right now, we'd be having this conversation face to face.
Well, we've got a lot of things coming up that I really wanted to talk about and share with you. Not the least of which is the Catholic New Media Celebration in June. It's going to be June 21st in Atlanta, Georgia. You know, God has blessed me abundantly. A listener, a benefactor to the podcast, has stepped up and provided the funds necessary for me to travel there and lodging too. I mean, wow. Wow. That was a complete answer to prayer, I have to tell you. I put that into God's hand, and He has provided. So all praise and glory be to God. So now I'm so fortunate I have the opportunity to travel to Atlanta and hopefully get to meet you. I would love to meet you there. In fact, this is what I'm going to do. If we can hook up there, you know, you come up to me, you introduce yourself. I would really be honored if I can have you sign my Bible there. I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring my Bible, and I'm going to try to get as many listeners who listen to the podcast to sign my Bible. I would be so blessed to walk away with your autograph in my Bible. So please do bring a pen. If you come up to me, bring a pen, or if I don't have one, you know, so you can sign my Bible. That would truly bless me. That would honor me in a big, big way. So please look for me there. I'm a pretty big guy. I think you've seen my pictures on the blog by now. But, you know, this celebration is a wonderful opportunity. You know, as Catholics, as lay Catholics, we have a unique role in our faith. We don't sit back idly and count on everybody else, the bishop, the priest, the deacons, the religious, to be responsible for propagating the faith solely. No, Christ has called each one of us to evangelization, to holiness. Sure, we're obedient to Christ and His church, absolutely. But God gave you gifts. He gave you aptitudes that you are to use for His glory in sharing the faith, to be evangelical in the faith. And that's what this podcast is about, and blogs and video podcasts and all kinds of ways of propagating the faith, sharing the faith with the world. And that's what this celebration is really all about, getting together and sharing ideas and communicating the faith and exploring technology for the glory of God. And I really feel passionate about this. I really feel like this is a great opportunity. Because, you know, I've said this several times, but most of us don't even live in areas where you have Catholic radio. Fourth largest city in the country, city of Houston, no Catholic radio. There's a fantastic Protestant radio station here. But you know what? That's sad that there's no Catholic radio station here. The fullness of the truth, and we aren't broadcasting it 24/7 on the airwaves here. Why? Because we can't get the faithful to step up and pay for it. That's reality. Now, it's more political. That's a little simplified. I get it. It's more political in most cases. I understand completely. But you know what? I don't believe the Holy Spirit can be held back by politics, by human sinfulness, or any of that. If the Holy Spirit wants it and the faithful are obedient to it, it'll happen. We just have to have faith and step up and make it happen. And so that's where I see that this podcasting can really make things happen, because we don't have to wait for someone to do this for us. We don't have to have money. We can do this on our own. All we have to have is the desire to do something. And that's exactly what I did a year ago, was I said, it's time to go. We've got things to do. There is work that must be done. And God has given me certain aptitudes, and it's time to use them for His glory. And it's the same for all of us. And that's why we need to celebrate this Catholic New Media. We need Catholics to step up in bigger numbers and do more of this and share their faith journeys and share the aptitudes that God's given them to the rest of us. And so I hope to see you there. I hope to see you there, and I hope you'll sign my Bible, and I hope you and I can celebrate together this wonderful thing we have in this faith, that we can be evangelical for the Lord, and we can put it all in His hands. You know, I've got a couple of events coming up next week. Very blessed, Tariq Saab and I were able to work out a deal so that when he comes down to the city of Houston next week, that I can set him up with a couple of speaking engagements. And so we've been able to do that with the help of some of the men in my men's prayer group. We've been able to make this happen. So I have two nights next week. It's going to be May 30th and May 31st here in northern Houston. On May 30th, at St. Anthony of Padua Catholic Church in The Woodlands, Texas. That's my parish, by the way. In the Fellowship Hall at 7 p.m., Tariq will be there. So if you're in the area, if you live anywhere near this area and you want to meet Tariq Saab, well, here's your opportunity. Come down and I will personally introduce you to him if you'll come up to me and let me know that you're a listener to the podcast. He's going to talk about his new book, Gut Check, and on the 31st, he's going to do the same thing, only at St. Edward's Catholic Church in Spring, Texas. So again, if you're anywhere near this area, please do take this opportunity next week to come down and meet Tariq Saab and listen to him talk about his book. Tariq has been a wonderful part, an inspiration to me in my journey. Listening to his story had a very big impact on me. And many of you had the same impact, many of you men especially. You know, he's got a journey that we can relate to. It's one that we see in ourselves. And this is why it's important to support this, you know, to get this out there, because this will change lives. It'll change the lives of men who are struggling right now, struggling through secularism, through sexual temptation, through materialism, through, you know, living for their job instead of their family. We have a lot of work to do, men. And this is how we can do part of that, by supporting guys like Tariq Saab. So once again, next week, May 30th and May 31st, if you're anywhere near The Woodlands, Texas, please come down and come see me. 7 p.m. on the 30th, St. Anthony of Padua, and 6:30 p.m. at St. Edward's in Spring, Texas. Go to the blog, www.catholichack.com, where you can check out more information and even maps to both churches. Also coming up next week is my one-year anniversary show. And you know, I've received very, very little feedback for that show. I gotta be honest, I'm a little depressed by that. I was really hoping to get a lot of feedback. I was really hoping to hear from you about the impact of this podcast, what it's done over the last year. You know, I want to talk about where it started and where it's going. And I hope to do that next week. I've had a couple of ideas from some listeners of stuff we can talk about during that show, but I would really love to hear from you, and I would really appreciate it if you would leave me a voicemail feedback. And you can do that by calling me at 713-568-6277. Give me a call, 713-568-6277. It's not too late. I'm planning on producing the podcast to release it on May the 29th. So I'll give you until May the 28th, that's a Wednesday, until 5 p.m. So you have until next Wednesday, till 5 p.m., that's May the 28th, till 5 p.m., to leave me a voicemail feedback. Again, 713-568-6277. Please, I would really appreciate to hear from you. I know it sounds desperate. It even sounds like I'm begging. But you know what? Hey, that's reality. I would love to hear from you. You would really make the show. So please do leave me a voicemail feedback. 713-568-6277. Well, that's going to do it for today's show. This is the catch-up show, so no real content so much, but I just really wanted to share the feedback that I've received and haven't had the opportunity to do that. Thanks once again to Tom Abbott. Thank you once again to Bill and to Scott and to Greg Cuter and to Victor and to all those who shared their feedback, who shared their faith with me on this podcast. Really, truly appreciate all that. Thank you for the reviews on iTunes. It is my goal, it is my vision to be on that first page of the featured Christian podcast. Not for my ego, but for the glory of God, to share the fullness of the faith, the Catholic faith. We've got some good ones up there. We've got Rosary Army, we've got Daily Breakfast, we've got the Saint Cast, but we need more. Look, go look. We need more. We need more Catholic podcasters up there. So I want to be on that first page. So please, you can participate in that mission by leaving me reviews on iTunes, by asking your friends and family to review this podcast, to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. Please do that today. Well, I am looking forward to seeing you in Atlanta, Georgia, next month, June. Please bring your pen. I want you to sign my Bible. One last time, call the voicemail feedback line to leave me your voicemail for the one-year anniversary show, 713-568-6277. And also stop by the Catholic Hack bookstore at www.catholiccompany.com/Catholic Hack. Can't remember that? Well, just go by my blog, catholichack.com, and there you'll see a link for it right on the left-hand side. Link right to the Catholic bookstore. You can pick up some fantastic Catholic resources such as Father Dubé's book that Tom Abbott told us about. So please check that out today. Well, until next time, I am praying for you. Please pray for me. May God richly bless you. God bless.
SQPN, the best in Catholic podcasting.